And what song would you have liked to have written? What famous song would you have liked to have called your own?
American Pie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And what about yourself?
Don McLean's Opus.
What about yourself, John? What about you?
Man, what a loaded question.
I just like throwing them in there, really.
Delve into my my Beatles category.
So it would definitely be a Beatles tune.
Oh, probably. I would have to say. Jeez. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
That's a tough one.
They wrote so many. So are you going to be going out next year with a full band?
Yeah, for this project, we've kind of centered it around a trio. Myself, John, and a fiddle player called Mike Sanishin, who Canadian. And so we're planning to kind of put ourselves out there as a trio proposition, and we're hoping that'll help us get into some key folk clubs in North America, and who knows, maybe England too. I would love that. So I think next year we're going to focus on touring the new album around North America.
Yeah.
But we're also planning another trip back in 2018.
Yep.
To do a more comprehensive tour. You know, building on what we're doing right now.
You should come back and do the Brentwood Festival. Mind you, it's a long way to come back to, but festival. It just you're. I can looking over at Scott Ross, I can just feel you're like, wow, aren't you?
I am
definitely going to be playing out. I love that track, and I'll be pre-ordering my copy of the album. I think it's stunning, absolutely
awesome.
Stunning.
Thank you.
And it's lovely to have. We do have loads of guests in the studio, and there's so many talented people all over the UK in the local area, and we get some really good musicians in. So it's fantastic to have you guys. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. If you want to find out more before we have
the last number from the guys, it's all the W's. ChrisRonald.com. He's going to be playing at the Loughton Folk Club, which is on Thursday, the 13th of October, and that is loughtonfolkclub.btck.co.uk. But if you look up the Loughton Folk Club, you'll find them online if you want to go down and have a listen to the guys playing, because it is going to be absolutely superb. How long are you on stage for?
Oh, at least an hour, I should think.
Yeah,
it's the usual folk club format where they have some floor singers, floor performers, and then a little break, and then they bring on the feature act. And so we'll be on for about an hour. We'll be able to cover some back catalogue and then, you know, belt out a few new ones.
That's fabulous. What's the next song you're going to do? And is this another new one? Or is this going to be?
This is another one. It's a ukulele tune. I was thinking about, you know, when can I retire?
I don't want to retire.
But, you know, I was just thinking about how sometimes we kind of tend to mortgage the best years of our lives. And we think about retirement as this kind of, finishing line in a way. And I just think that life can be more than that. You know, I don't think we need to sell ourselves to the 9-to-5. If you can find a way to follow your heart and, you know, follow your passion.
Yeah.
Within what you do, if you can make it work.
Yeah.
Then you should.
I don't think musicians retire. They just keep going and going,
well,
don't
when
they?
When I say retire, I mean where I can do this full time.
Oh, so you're joking. You don't do a normal job as well.
Well, yeah. So when I'm back home in Vancouver, I work as a supply teacher.
Now, I would have thought you would have just been doing that. You should be just touring.
That's what I think.
That's what you should be doing.
But the thing is, I have the commitment.
Yeah.
I have three young kids back home. And kind of just at the moment, it allows me to go off for 3 or 4 weeks and do something, then get back, do some writing, play locally, get back into the family fray. But, you know, I have time. I'm not that old.
No, you're not.
So
not like Scott Ross over there. He's about 105. Does ever so well, though. Oh, how rude. Give me a hand gesture there. Sorry. So rude. Sorry about that.